Sergeant Tarring, Lieutenant. And if you are a sensible man, you will release me and surrender.
Surrender? Said Blouse, as Igorina and Water ran into the clearing, armed and bewildered.
Yep. I'll put in a good word for you when the boys catch up with us. You don't want to know how many men are looking for you. Could I have a drink, please?
What?
Oh, yes, of course, said Blouse, as if caught out in a display of bad manners. Perks, fetch some tea for the sergeant. Why are people looking for us, pray?
Towering gave him a cockeyed grin.
You don't know?
No,
said Blouse coldly.
You really don't know?
Now Towering was laughing. He was far too relaxed for a bound man, and Blouse sounded far too much like a nice but worried man trying to appear firm and determined. To Polly, it was like watching a child bluffing in poker against a man called Doc.
I don't wish to play games, man. Out with it, he said. Everyone knows about you, Lieutenant. You're a monstrous regiment, you are, he said. No offence meant, of course. They say you've got a troll and a vampire and an Igor and a werewolf. They say you, he began to chuckle, they say you overpowered Prince Heinrich on his guard and stole his boots and made him hop away and so altogether.
In a thicket some way off, a nightingale sang, for quite a while uninterrupted. Then Blouse said,
Ha! No, you are in fact wrong. The man was Captain Horrence.
Yeah, right. Like he'd tell you who he was you pointing swords at him, said Tarring.
I heard from one of my mates that one of you kicked him in the meat and two veg, but I haven't seen the picture yet.
Someone took a picture of him getting kicked, squeaked Polly, drenched in a sudden horror.
Not of that, no. But there's copies all over the place of him in chains, and I hear it's been sent by the clacks to Ankh-Morpork.
Is he annoyed?
Polly quavered, cursing Otto Krieg and his picture-making.
"Well, now, let me see," said Towering sarcastically. "Annoyed? No, I shouldn't think he's annoyed. Livid is the word, I think. Or raging? Yeah, I think raging is the word. There's a lot of people looking for you lads now. Well done."
Even Blouse could see Polly's distress.
"Perks," he said. "It was you, wasn't it, who—"
Over and over in Polly's head the words, "Oh, God, I kicked the prince in the fruit and veg," were going around and around like a hamster in a runaway treadmill, until suddenly it ran up against something solid.
"Yes, sir," she snapped. "He was forcing himself upon a young woman, sir, if you recall."
Blouse's frown faded and became a grin of childlike duplicity.
"Ah, yes, indeed. He was pressing his suit in no small way, was he not?" "He didn't have ironing in mind, sir," said Polly fervently.
Towering looked up at Wazza, grimly clutching a crossbow that Polly knew for a fact she was scared of, and Igorina, who'd much rather be holding a surgeon's knife than the sabre in her hand. Polly saw his brief smile.
"And there you have it, Sergeant Towering," said the lieutenant, turning to the prisoner. "Of course, we all know there is some atrocious behaviour in times of war, but it is not the sort of thing we would expect of a royal prince."
Lieutenant Blouse read only the more technical history books.
"If we are to be pursued because a gallant young soldier prevented matters from becoming even more disgusting, then so be it."
"Now I am impressed," said Towering. "A real knight errant, eh? He's a credit to you, Lieutenant. Any chance of that tea?"
Blouse's skinny chest visibly swelled at the compliment.
"Yes, Perks, the tea, if you would be so good."
Leaving the three of you with this man who's positively radiating an intention to escape, Polly thought.
"Could perhaps Private Goom go and fetch," she began. "A word in private, Perks," snapped Blouse.
He drew her closer, but Polly kept her eye on Sergeant Towering. He might be bound hand and foot, but she wouldn't have trusted a man who grinned like that if he'd been nailed to the ceiling.
"Perks, you are making a great contribution, but I really will not have my orders continually questioned," said Blouse. "You are my batman, after all. I think I run a happy ship here, but I will be obeyed. Please?"
It was like being savaged by a goldfish, but she had to admit he had a point.
Sorry, sir," said Polly,
backing away as long as possible so as not to miss the end of the tragedy. Then she turned and ran. Jackram was sitting by the fire with the prisoner's bow across his huge knees and slicing some sort of black sausage with a big clasp knife. He was chewing.